Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello there.
Cambridge Footlights is a name known well both at home and abroad, yet as a student body of performers, their ranks change at least once a year. Students come and go. Their much coveted performance space, where people like Stephen Fry, Glenda Jackson, Tom Hiddleston and Ian McKellen have trod the boards during their time at Cambridge, is the ADC Theatre, which is where you find me now during a break in rehearsals.
So fun being a group of friends on our way to our isolated cabin with a mysterious past for some summer hijinks. Nothing could go wrong.
You kids headed to the isolated cabin with a mysterious past for some summer hijinks,
We sure are.
Then beware, young ones. Folks round here say that nobody makes it out there alive. Tread softly.
Wait, nobody makes it out there alive?
What? Yes, but...
Oh, well, that sounds pretty dangerous to me. Thanks for the tip. Let's go somewhere else, guys.
Somewhere else!
Okay, we try and tighten up the exit, if that's okay. So, come, bring it back in.
And with me now on the stage of the ADC are four of the performers. We have Jamie Bisping, Alex Franklin, Harriet Fisher, and Angela Channel.
Yeah.
Right. I've always wondered what it's like, and I've just been listening, what it's like rehearsing comedy without the audience. Because that makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. All the difference.
Yeah. But also I feel like, because especially when we're often individual groups, like we're all supporting and laughing at the sketches, because we do find them funny, to be fair. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely when you're on stage, I think everyone agrees it's like a completely
different deal when you're on there, and where the laughs come, that often come in like random places that you didn't expect.
Like improvise something when they've laughed and it's all,
But it does get to that terrifying place where you've done it however many times and it's like we've lost all concept of what's
dead
funny anymore.
The like the press rehearsals like always like really tough because like you rehearsed it loads and you like know every like line so no punchline lands in your head because you know what's happening.
Can I just ask, are any of you here at Cambridge wanting to be actors, comedians or whatever? In order, come on, Jamie.
Yes.
Alex, I have met before, and I think the answer again will be yes.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's fair.
Harriet?
Yeah, if anyone's listening.
And Angela?
Yeah, definitely writing comedy.
Now tell me what you're actually studying.
So I study education with English.
Right.
I do zoology.
Yes.
I do education with English and drama.
And I just do English.
Right, well, that's very much my sort of... I did English and drama, so that's the sort of basic thing you need. That's the grounding you need, really.
Good luck, Alex.
Especially if you're going to script things. And do you write all the sketches as well as perform?
Yeah. As four, and then the other cast member, Sasha, have written the whole show. Yeah, with the help of Noah and Pat.
Right, and tell me why it's called Look Alive.
Oh,
that's a big question.
I mean, we were playing with the whole... I think part of it is we were thinking about museums and Earth and everything, and obviously that's kind of quite a big, grand topic and very poignant at the moment in a very serious way. But also it's like, it's Look Alive, it's Wake Up, and we're just...
Yeah.
Making fun of the fact that we're not taking ourselves very seriously in it at all.
And of course, you're going to be here at the ADC for getting on for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called the tour show, international tour show. Where are you going? A place for everybody.
So we're going to New York.
Or Sacramento, I think.
Edinburgh Fringe.
Manchester.
Anywhere else?
Oh, lots
in America,
of places.
We're going to Pittsburgh, New York, Boston, San Francisco, LA,
Philadelphia,
and then New York.
Then we do a month at the Edinburgh Fringe and a UK tour.
Yeah, before all that, we're going around the UK, so we'll be in Manchester, Chester, London, and Dorset.
Right. And who finances this?
The Footlights.
Cambridge Footlights, mm-hmm.
So you are all members and other people are as well, presumably?
Yes, there's a Footlights committee and there is a Footlights membership scheme, and the performers are mostly members or committee.
And Pat Wilson was trying to keep you in order. He's the assistant director. How many other people are there involved when you actually go on the road?
I think it's 10.
There's 10 of us, yeah. So there's Lucia, our techie, and then we have Pat and Noah, who are our directors, and then Hannah and Amelia, who are our tour show managers, and then 5 performers.
Yeah.
Right. And how do you travel?
Oh,
a range of ways.
By planes,
Alex,
trains.
Alex gets free trains. So.
Is this because of your interest in animals?
Definitely. Trains, planes. Cars, planes, automobiles.
We're doing the full,
maybe even a bike. Who knows?
There's a lot of travel involved, but. That's mainly in the UK tour and the America tour. We do a lot of travelling, and then at the Fringe we're in one place, Pleasance Ace Dome, the whole month.
Part of the UK tour is descending on different people's houses, so that was an interesting conversation with my mum to be like, can I have some friends stay? Oh, how many?
10.
9 or 10.
Just want to lie about it.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum bum
bum bum bum
bum
bum bum bum bum
bum
bum bum
bum
bum bum bum.
And what's the best sketch of all?
I think we'll all have different ones.
Yeah, we're all quite different in terms of like taste, but it was all very much
crooked room.
Not crooked room. We all as a 5, we all have really, really different styles. So I think that's what's great about this show is you're gonna come and you're gonna see so many different kinds of
comedy. But we also have like a joint
but then,
style now.
Weirdly, we've kind of united.
Yeah.
But I think everyone would have a different one.
Yeah, there's
I really like the opening that we've produced.
I like the opening.
We're starting
the
show with a bang.
We've like put so much work into that, and we've gotten people to help compose music for that. It's been properly choreographed by some friends of ours. Like, it's just a chance to put in so many different performance skills into one like mega comedy show.
Okay, so Jamie, Alex, Harriet and Angela, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay,
Tom, can you stop clicking your pen for me, please?
Why?
Because you'll break it if you keep doing that.
Why?
Because, look, can you just stop?
Why?
Because I'm asking you nicely.
Why?
Because good manners don't cost anything.
Why?
Because that's all that's left in this world.
Why?
Because we are born evil.
Why?
Because we will kill anyone and everyone to survive.
Why?
Because we are only built to be temporary bodies upon bodies until there's nothing left but to ask.
Why?
Exactly, Tom. It's just why? Why?
Why?
Yes, I just want to throw myself into the river.
Why?
Yes, the river Why, or maybe the Thames.
Amelia Hill, you sort of keep them in charge as tour manager. How did you get that job?
Well, I mean, since I came here, I got into producing because I looked at someone else producing. I was like, oh my God, they're in charge. I want their job, because I just like knowing what's going on at all times. So I've produced quite a few comedy things. Like, I did Speechless up at the Edinburgh Fringe and Underbelly last year, which was really exciting. And I did CUADC Footlights Pantomime Gingerbread Man, which was here in November. So it was sort of a progression. I always wanted to do this one because it's like the big one when you take a comedy show like around like the UK and Edinburgh and America.
Everywhere.
So it's me and my co-tour manager, Hannah Lyle, and it's just so excited when you just sit down and they're like, choose where you want to go.
And do you actually perform ever? I don't mean in this show, but are you a performer?
No, Hannah acts, but no, God, no one sees
Why
me
not?
Perform. People always ask me that, like, especially my parents and stuff. They're like, oh, but you really want to direct or perform, don't you? And I'm like, no, I really like admin. You wouldn't think that. Harriet's actually the only person who's ever seen me do an audition, because I auditioned for one of her shows once. But then I was like, do you know what? I'm good. I just really enjoy being involved from a like behind the scenes perspective.
And Pat Wilson, you're actually doing the directing today anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you sort of do particular sketches with them between the two of you, or how do you balance it?
Well, normally with Noah and I, Noah the director, we've always worked together as much as possible. But our situation at the moment is it's the awkwardness of Cambridge life. Noah's still got exams and I finished, so that's why I'm taking the lead at the moment. We're just kind of working through stuff that we've edited since our larger rehearsal period before exams, and I'm trying to make everyone's life as easy as possible when it comes to the next few days when everyone's free and the hard work really begins before we open on Tuesday.
And what are you studying?
I study archaeology.
And
so
Amelia's over there. What do you study?
I study English.
Oh, so English is a bit of a common... I'm just trying to get an idea of exactly who and why.
You can't move far for an English student in the ADC. But I suppose for zoology and archaeology, you might be a little bit... It might be harder to find.
Right.
A bit of a rarer breed.
Okay, and do you expect big audiences here at the ADC?
We sure hope so. It's a long run, but we hope that that's an opportunity for as many people to come see it as possible. And we hope that it's a show that, because we'll be coming back to Cambridge in October, and we hope that it'll be it's the kind of show that we'll be working on all the way through the summer, all the way through the tour. So we hope that everyone who comes see it now, many of them will be able to come back.
And of course, there'll be hundreds of first year intending thespians.
Oh, hopefully, I mean, when we do shows, especially as with the Footlights brand, a lot of it is often to try and encourage more people to get involved in comedy. And I know I personally got involved with comedy because of the comic shows that I saw in Cambridge. I'm sure the same is probably the same for the cast and whatnot.
And are they easy to direct?
It's interesting when you're directing for sketch, because the performers are the writers, you're trying to make their ideas come to life, and it's much more of a collaborative process than a play, for example, where you've got a script and it's much more the director's view that's being brought to life on stage. So working very closely with lovely people makes it all a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable.
Excellent. Well, I wish you a very good run here in Cambridge and elsewhere. Let you get back to rehearsing. Thank you all.
Thank you.